What are you trying to say, Mr. Arietta?
Hang up!
I can tell.
All right, now we're on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
This is Empowerment Energy, the
tribute
for Sean C. And we have a few people that wanted to share. We had a few people up on the Empowerment Energy Team Talk server that wanted to share their memories of Sean. So I guess we'll go alphabetical. Adrian, you can go first.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah, I've known him since 2009, around that time. And yeah, we used to get in a lot of crazy Skype calls together and talk about random technology stuff and records and tapes and you name it, just a little bit of everything. And I've known the guy all this time, and yeah, we had a lot of interesting memories and talked a lot about we talked a lot about everything's talking over here, it's hilarious. We talked a lot about records and that, and him and I both share a lot of the same interests we always did with records and tapes. And I got talking to him about 8-tracks a lot and telling him about our old motorhome that had an 8-track tape player and you name it, just all kinds of audio related crap. And just a great person, had a lot of fun, a lot of interesting times over the years, no doubt. So yeah.
Cool. If you want to go next.
Yeah, so it was interesting, and as one of my IDs will say, you know, I've had an interesting memory. It was back last January of 21 when I almost first came on the RFF server, funny enough. Sean C invited me to it. See, I didn't know at the time the Radio Free Fairy was a Team Talk server. I thought they had only had an Icecast server, but it turned out he had a Team Talk server. So basically, I was on there. We were up at about 1, 2, 3 in the morning, and that is the last time I will be up that late for a long time. At least 3 to 4 anyway. Yeah. But anyway, at least for a while. But no, Sean and I, we were together, and I was looking through at the time we had stuff on the files section of the root channel, and I was looking through it. I downloaded this free TTS voices thingy. And there was a bunch of stuff. There was a bunch of nostalgic stuff. In fact, one of them was Radar Over Here Scotty, which was True Voice. And I was like, wait, what? I've heard this voice for years. I'm so glad to have this in NVDA. And and of course, I've removed it, and I should re-add it, but I've had it in NVDA pretty much on and off since then. And also he's helped me fix, you know, certain, like, basically, like, he taught me how to basically run everything, which was, well, to like, not how to run anything, but, like, taught me what to install and stuff, and it was nice. It was great, and, you know, that I will always cherish, because that time I'm so glad I had, because I was almost, I'm actually the closest friend to him geographically, because I'm only an hour and a half away from him and the Perkins, actually, in Watertown. I'm only an hour and a half away from there, and I was almost going to meet him, and of course COVID and cancer just don't like each other, obviously, unfortunately, with his situation. So, but no, Sean, he will definitely be missed, and he has been a very good friend to so many.
Oh yeah.
And yep. I will.
I remember Sean. Okay. My favorite memory is we've always
had some
talks. So, yep. Sean has some memories. Funny. He's really funny. So he was really funny, and
kind of just like
he always gave me a hard time sometimes.
Oh man, can I go?
That's how I remember Sean.
Hey, go ahead, Caleb.
You can.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
Because I'm afraid I will not be able to have time to do my memory while I'm doing my show. So
yeah,
I'm going to say this. So,
go ahead.
I remember this was the beginning of the year like right at the tail end of 2020 to 2021. And I came on server where Brittany Blue was on there, and I was on there, and Sean C was up, and Tyson, and everybody. They came in to this big old server, and I came up on a server saying, "Man, this Sony Walkman sounds like it took a dump or something." Well,
oh boy.
Turned out to be his experiment he tried to make up, apparently, with this tape, which I actually have in my room now. In honor of Sean, I got almost all his tape collection in my room.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
And one of the tapes I actually restored, happened to restore, was it had some felt pressure pad issues, and I repaired it and converted it. Probably I'll play that next week's show. But the deal is, what happened was he was playing this kid's tape about, like, bubbles and all that cool stuff. Boing bubbles and all that fun stuff. Yeah. And mistakes, we all make mistakes. Okay, anyway, the whole thing was, basically what happened was Sean C. had this brilliant idea to put a rubber band on a Sony Walkman.
Oh, yeah.
But that was kind of an epic fail.
Yes.
Because number one, the rubber band was too thick. A little too thick.
Oh, no.
Because if you put the lid back on the back of the thing of the Walkman, it would stop. And the friction was so bad, it literally was doing the whole wow and flutter and dragging thing. And yeah.
Boy,
it was epic fail.
Yes.
And that made me laugh.
For those who don't know, Kayla is really good about fixing tape. She knows how to fix them. She knows how to take them apart. Mm-hmm. If they can be taken apart and repair them, still work.
And Sean C. said to other people before he left, he said, and went to heaven, he goes, "You know who would fix all that? Kayla would. She would be the repair girl."
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dude,
cool.
You know how much I agree with you on that one, but I didn't.
All right, so I guess Miss...
Oh, whoa. God.
My approval.
Breaky, breaky. Not a good thing.
That's what you're supposed
thing,
to do
though.
On air right there, folks. Yeah.
Whoops.
No, hold on. Okay.
Some romance.
I guess I'll take it right here. Since apparently I'm one of the managers of the station, this is DJ Laura coming in here. I want to say thank you to a few people for making this day happen. I want to say some special thank yous to the Perkins team. That would be Alicia.
Bye.
Oh no. Nicole. Brian. And Dina Kreitz. Thank you to all of those guys. You'll be hearing from more from them about career launch on some interviews that I've done with those guys, and that was a lot of fun. Thank you, Perkins people, for having me do it and for inviting us to do it. Alright. Oh boy. The reason why we're all here is to remember Sean Crawford. So what I'm going to say is this. Getting to actually meet him in person meant something to me. That meant more to me than people would know. And sorry if I'm sounding horrible right now on air, but anyway.
You don't sound too bad. By the way, for listener stats, we've got, including Sean's setup and the stream, we've got we've got five without those two right now,
there you
which
go.
Is pretty nice. So we're getting there. Our peak ever since our peak ever since the mount started like last week was, or actually not last week, but a few days ago we had 11.
There you go.
Nice.
Since earlier, we've had 11. So, we'll see. we'll see what happens as the weekend goes, and hopefully it steadily grows. I don't want to see a decline.
But
we.
Oh, hi, Sean. His mic's on.
Yeah.
That'll
be awesome. Anyway. Thank you. Somebody.
I did it.
There you
I
go.
Did it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did that. Yep.
Okay. So, anyway. So, anyway, we are trying to do a radiothon. This is actually my first one to actually get to help out with. So, I was glad to do it. Thank you to our station owner, Miss Ashley Bernard. If you are listening to this stream, we would advise you. We would advise you to come up here, please, on the EER server if you can.
I really hope she's
get your tail up here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Help us.
We want to race. Just kidding.
No, we do not.
We don't want to scare off them five listeners now. Come on now.
I guess Sean Martin's not around, so he can't go.
One of my other favorite memories is that you know, being able to sit down and learn the iPhone and the iPod. He taught me the iPod.
Yeah.
He taught me how to use that iPod and how to get somewhere with it. The good thing is that these same skills translate over to the iPhone. So I am super glad to have Sean's old iPhone 6S. And one of the things I want to bring up, people, is a little bit about what Career Launch is. We've heard a little bit about what Career Launch is and everything, but you know, Career Launch is a program for people who is 18 to 35, and it's a lot of information involving that. So you will be hearing a lot more about that over the weekend. And if I sound like crap right now, sorry guys. But
it's okay.
Not really. You're fine. You're actually not that bad. I mean, you just sound overdue because of the booster shot, but it's all right. But you sound fine.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But anyway, but one of the things that I want to bring up is, let's see if we can get some money raised for this
thing.
Bless
you.
Let's see what we can do about getting some money raised, all right? So,
let's do this.
Right now, what is our grand total right now, Chris? If you've got if you can
30.
Pull that up for me real quick.
Where can you view it?
30. It's 30. Sean Martin 30? Said
30. Sean Martin said 30, okay. But where can you view it?
Oh, on our main website.
On empowermentenergy.online.
Oh, it's right there? I didn't know it was publicly available. Hold on a minute.
Thank you.
Wrong place to do command T. That was bad.
Hello, Fred. How you doing today?
Yeah.
Just a second, you guys. Be patient.
I mean, anyways.
Okay. Yeah, I have a feeling it's still 30, but let me look.
Actually, technically, Sean liked to use the Alex voice.
Yeah, he did.
To be honest.
Oh.
Yeah. He liked to use
it's
Alex
for 10
voice.
Days.
Yeah.
Even though I told him
it goes on for 10 days, but we're doing a weekend broadcast.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. It's a 10-day thing. I didn't know that. Cool.
Yeah. That's just how many days people have to get. That's what that is.
It has gone up to 50. Thank you very much for those who have donated.
All right. There we go.
Please spread the word. If you are unable to donate again, please spread the word.
Yes.
But, we are now out of 50. We are 5% to our goal. We are at $50 now, so yay for that. Thank you very much for your donations.
Yes, I love it. All right, good job, guys. Come on, guys. Let's see if we can get it up there even higher. Come on.
Yes, raise $50. Okay, I'll keep the sign up.
Uh-huh. Good deal.
I'll keep the site up so I can do that on my show too. Okay, cool. I like
it.
I found it.
Go to the radiothon link and just few times and you'll find it. Yep.
I found it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll get it up to 50. Good deal. Thank you, Chris.
Good job, and keep.
Taylor, when you do your entry,
keep going, guys.
Yeah, I'll do that. I got that.
And guys, let's see. I don't know who all's given. I know Ashley Bernard started us off with 5, and I think Preston Gaylor gave us a little bit. And
yes, he did.
Whoever gave that last 20.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't show on the page who gave what.
Thank you to that anonymous donor, whoever you are. We'd love to recognize you. So if you don't
mind. I'm sure Career Launch knows who gave it. I'm sure Career Launch knows who gave it.
Oh, probably sure. Probably can. But
Sean,
I will say,
if you can hear us, you're muted. I control alt cued you because you were talking on your microphone.
Yeah.
So if you can hear us, you're muted. So.
Well, let's see if he's back.
If you want to go, you can. Once we unmute you.
Good.
Let me unmute him and see if he's off the phone.
I got it.
Okay.
Sean, you back?
Sean?
I broke it.
Sean, you back?
Sure
okay.
Yeah.
There he is.
No, here you go. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Well, anyway, wait, that's Adriana.
You
know,
you can't tell. That's kind of scary.
This is a random show. Just figured I'd come on here for.
I'm going to send an invite on Discord because I don't think I've seen much happening over there. I'm going to do that right now.
Alrighty, thank you.
Because I know it says Team Talk in Discord. So, all right, go ahead, Aaron.
I was gonna share my memory, real quick.
Go ahead, Aaron.
My favorite memory is when I went to go see him back in July, June-ish, July,
June.
End of June,
June,
early July. We went up to me and Simon. He's not around, so. Me and Simon went up to go see him with his mom, and we went up to go see him. And
that was so sweet.
One of the first words he said to me was, "I'm surprised to see you're here. I didn't think you would come." I was like, "Yeah, well, I came for you because I knew you were sick, and figured I'd come up and say hi and say goodbye." Because I kind of knew from the way he was sounding, he was kind of like all tired and meh and just tired, and so I just figured I'd cheer him up. And his sister actually got it recorded on Zoom on video of Sean's reaction when he walked in. so she said that she was going to send it to me later this weekend, so I will maybe play it on.
Your sister said that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Janelle said so. She said she got it on Zoom video. She got it on recording.
Awesome.
So she said she's gonna send it to me. So, speaking of Janelle,
I'm gonna do my best to try to get her up here eventually. I don't know exactly when I'll be able to take the airwaves.
She's working today, Laura.
She's working today.
Oh, crap.
But
well, I know.
It's fine.
Yeah, I know we've got a Richard Coughlin. I know he's around. Let me see if.
Wait, is it she don't like Team Talk, or she doesn't have it?
No, but somebody's gonna have to help him add the server. I'll do that. I'll do because Chris might go back on, and Chris, I know Chris has the capabilities to. If Brandon don't go on, Chris has got the capabilities to put us on air. So
yep, I can.
On, like, whatever time.
In fact, you know what? In fact, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna add it to my backpack studio so that regardless of what happens, it'll at least be my microphone.
Adriano's head, so I'm muting.
and so that we don't have dead air. I mean, well, not dead air, but we don't have, in case, well, we don't know what's happening in the playlist yet, so we'll have to see, but, yeah.
Okay, well, you actually, got lined up as the playlist.
Another one of my I figured I'd just do an hour talk break, since you've been hearing music and interviews and all that, so I don't have any interviews, so I can't play them, so, anyway,
I'll give you them in a few minutes, because I'm almost done with, give you a few minutes, because I'm almost done with Nicole's split up.
I really have, like, 30, we only have, like, almost 30 minutes till my show is.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so, not even bother. This is no talk. So one of my favorite memories is when, I think it was back in 2018, I think, It was the day that Adriano came up to Sean's server, and he came up, his drive failed or whatever. It didn't work.
Oh, I remember this. I was there.
He tried to recover it. He was trying for months to recover it, and he couldn't recover it. He finally gave up on it. But I wonder if Brandon has that drive. I wonder.
Oh.
But, that was one of my other favorite memories, because to see Sean's reaction was like, wait, Adriano came on, my drive broke? Really?
Yeah, I know, that was hilarious. Oh, man, that was one of the best memories I had.
It was like 2 seconds after, you came on, he's like, wait, my drive's broken?
It wouldn't show up in disk management or nothing. It was hilarious. Like, it was bad news.
Deader than dead. No, there was another time I was there when his other drive, his the little actual drive port itself went bzzz. And
ooh, that ain't good.
I remember that too. And he was trying to do the...
Yeah, I just remember...
He was trying to scan the drive, and it was super slow. 2019,
2020. I also remember the time that we played... Me and Sean were playing a trick on Kevin. It was funny. Kevin didn't realize it. Kevin never realized it until I don't think he still realizes it, but he put a trick on him. His back when I was at Eminem, the server was like 2 months before he went in the hospital. We set his channel up to the Super HQ. We set his account to go to the Super HQ stereo, so every time he logged in, he would go in the Super HQ stereo, and then log in and log out. We recorded the whole thing. I still have it. I should send it to people. But... Yeah, it was funny. I mean, tricking Kevin. I don't think you ever realized it, but yeah. Anyways.
That's great.
It was fun.
That's hilarious.
So yeah.
Oh.
But yeah.
Pretty fun memories, by golly.
Anybody else? Laurie, got any more memories? Laura, are you there?
Yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Do you have any more memories or what?
Yes, I do. I do. One of the things that really surprised me is we actually have two more people getting ready to come up, because I'm going to take care of this, because I got some team talk work to do. But anyway, here's what we've got. We've got a couple of things I want to talk about to you on this interview stuff, and I also want to do a quick memory here. One of the things that Sean always did with his shows was anytime a DJ needed
help,
he was always there.
Yeah.
He filled in for me one time when I was so, so sick. I was sick for about 2 months, and he filled in for me gladly. Didn't have to bug him, didn't have to do nothing. Just said, Sean, I'm sick, I can't do my show, can you fill in? He was never one, he would not let me go back on air And he would never let me go back on air too soon. And for that, I'm grateful, because I'll be honest with you, there were times when I was so sick, I didn't even have a voice. I pushed everything I had at that point to help, to do, and everything like I'm doing now. That's why this project means so much to me, and that's why a lot of us are broadcasters today, because of him. I owe him a great, great thank you. And
actually, there's another person that's getting, while Laura's talking, there's another person that's getting ready to come up in a minute. I'm ready to grab him right now. While Laura's talking to him.
And so one of the things that I'm going to try to do is get a couple of people up here. One of them that knew him personally, I think one of them actually went to school with him. As soon as I get the account created, I got to do that. So as soon as we get done with this segment, as soon as we get done with this interview thing here, I will go ahead and get these guys' accounts created so that they can come up and get things going here, because one of the things I want to do is I want to be able to try to get as many people up here as we can this weekend, because I guarantee to you, there's so many people that knew him. There's so many people that loved working with him in so many different ways and so many different avenues.
Yep, definitely.
So if you are listening to the sound of my voice right now and you want a Team Talk account, please fill out the form and we will get you taken care of. Somebody will get you taken care of.
EmpowermentEnergy.online/TT, I believe, is the link, right?
Yeah, it is.
Account-based server, yeah. Is it?
Not at the moment, but it is. We technically should be, but we have an anonymous right now.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know.
Right now, to make it easy,
we do have an anonymous, but in the future, we hope to, we'll probably go account-based, so get your account before it's gone. Not really before it's too late. You can do it anytime.
We got someone coming
Yeah,
up
get
right
your
now.
Account when you...
So he's...
Okay.
You're waiting
now. All right. Oh, it's Joseph.
Hello, Joseph Lakewood.
The radio, the king of old time radio, besides.
Yes.
Aww.
Yes.
Aww.
He was, indeed.
He is. He's the king of old time radio.
No,
he
Sean
finds
was.
Stuff
good
I
old audio
find
theater. Give him a big old shout out for audio theater. Yeah.
Yeah!
And by the
there's
way,
no snooze, there's no snooze fest around here when you watch theater. When you
nope.
listen to a
it's
show.
Going to be.
Hello, Joseph.
From the series Crime Does Not Pay.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Crime does not pay. Okay.
Joseph, do you have any memories of Sean?
As a matter of fact, yes. My buddy,
somebody take
my buddy
care
Sean
this.
Was, in fact, the one who actually gave me the tools and the knowledge on how to broadcast, and therefore, in a set to make practical, technical sense, he gave birth to audio theater. So if it wasn't for him, audio theater wouldn't be in existence today.
Yeah! Woo! Too great for Sean! See?
How about that?
Yeah!
And he's an old-time radio buff. That's what got
he
me.
Is.
What got, he actually
well, he,
did it. He was
crazy with that stuff.
He was,
really
a,
was.
He was doing a big old project with Quiet Please. Would've been
Quiet Please. Yeah.
something that I never seem to understand how to be, but we won't talk about that.
Oh, Sean M. is still silent, by the way.
Races. I mean, anyway, that's Sean, that's right. Yeah, I'll say it. Okay.
Wait.
Sean M. is still silent, by the way. Let's not forget about him. Hopefully he's not going, what the hell just happened with me?
Yeah, really?
I'm not admin right, so I don't think...
Actually, if you control O on Kayla, she can do it. A channel operator can do it.
What are you trying to do?
I'm not admin. I wish I was.
What are you trying to do?
Sean M is still silent. I didn't know if he was.
I got him.
Oh wait, he's he says he's away.
Wait, no. He can hear the voice.
He's away.
He
can hear
the voice. He's away. He's away.
Ah, okay.
So, but yeah. So, any more memories, Joseph?
Well, not that I can think of off the bat, except he was the one that gave me the full version of the Salmon Coders pre-registered in a portable foot version I could easily use.
Nice. How sweet. Nice.
I have the Salmon Coders thanks to Celeste Wheelock of Cellrock, formerly Cellrock US, Cellrock USA or something. But yeah, I have the encoders actually, mostly to her. And Sean M said bye.
Ah. he just locked out of them, okay.
And by the way, folks, recently, speaking of different things, my audio theater skill is now integrated with Get Me Radio. So if anyone has a Lady A device and wants to play it, they can say, ask Get Me Radio to play audio theater. And it runs 24/7 thanks to pre-uploaded stuff in the Auto DJ QI that's uploaded.
Good job.
Woo! So when I broadcast live, audio theater will stop, and when the automation will stop, and when I end the live streaming, the automation resumes where it left off.
Yeah.
Yay.
Nice.
How about that? Wait, had to get
what
that on there,
by golly.
Promotion.
I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
How about it?
And in a few minutes, you'll get to hear DJ Girl Kayla with Disney Variety Mix-Up.
Yep, and it's...
Tune in.
Epic. In about 20 minutes.
And if you want to check out my audio theater Xeno FM station directly, you can point your browsers to https://xeno.m.fm/geo-chronis-radio-network.
Woo! Well, that all set up.
Chronis Radio Network.
As a matter of fact, I'll do this.
Oops.
Not that. You're not that. Bad. I don't think that's... Don't try that at home, folks.
That was nice.
Do not try that at home.
Oh, no. That was an unexpected technical error with the record player.
My keyboard, sorry.
That was perfect. Couldn't have came at a better time.
I got to hear that in the archive. Oh my god, that was funny as hell.
That was great.
He got it in the archive.
We do.
Yeah. I feel sorry for that hard drive there.
All right, y'all. That is Joseph's.
Wait, Aaron, you got the keyboard?
Yes.
There you go.
That's all right, there you go. That is Joseph's Geochronis Radio Network thingy, browser thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry.
I lost NVDA. So, I hate you. Thank you. Oh my god.
Well, if NVDA got lost, where did you find it?
I didn't find it anywhere.
Not on the racetrack, that's for sure.
Certainly not on the racetrack. Otherwise, you've got to get there.
Or something like that.
Exactly.
We miss you, Sean. We really miss you.
And for all who use Zello, I go by harmonica player, and I'm signed under Zello basically 12 hours a day from 8 a.m. to 10 till 9 p.m. Central.
I haven't been on Zello in years. Dang, if it would.
Man, that thing's fun. We all used to get Zello. A lot of people used to get into
what
it.
What the hell is this computer doing?
Sounds that like should be the name of the show.
That's gonna be the name of the show.
Yeah, really.
We can fill out another application.
I got a Yeti plugged into my laptop upstairs.
Yeah.
That would be your show, Adriano. It's called.
You're not stereo, Adriano.
I'm on an old 1800. Yeah, no.
I'm in stereo, so I can go.
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped my audio in the process.
That was terrible.
What is someone?
Oh, there you go. That's better.
Someone's headset.
Yes, I have my Ambios in my ears right now.
It's Ambios.
Ah, yeah. Things are fun.
Peter Allen's got some of thing too.
Yep, I do. Finally got into that. Yep, sure do.
I love my Ambios. They just plug into my Lightning
Surface,
iPhone.
Surface, you're ridiculous. You know what?
We have.
Okay, that sounds way wrong.
17 minutes to listen.
16,
Christopher, if it wasn't
my ears, kids can't be hearing that stuff.
Really? By the way, Chris, if it wasn't for you telling me about the Ambios, I probably wouldn't have got them off Amazon, thanks to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back with y'all.
You're welcome, yeah. And Laura's back. Yes.
Look, hey, Laura Cornwell is back.
It's a DJ, Laura.
It is.
No. Kayla, get it right. DJ lawyer. Anyway.
Dictation issues, y'all.
I had to.
Get it right. I thought it was.
She is a lawyer, after all.
By the way,
she has some corn stuff to work on.
By the way, Sean. By the way, Sean, Dictation kind of said John when she cut when she. She said we were doing a tribute to John Coughlin.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's even more ridiculous.
That's funny. Your name is John now, okay? There you go.
Hello, John. How are you doing, John Coughlin?
Say it. Yeah, way out of here.
Oh, bye, Joseph.
Hopefully we get an Igor up here that can seriously tell us more about the man, Sean C.
Yeah, him.
His good old friend.
Yep, and probably.
We need to get
we can Terry up here.
What's his face up here? Terry, yeah. And Brandon.
Oh, definitely.
And Jerry. Jennifer.
Yeah. Yep.
Jazzy Jennifer.
We're Jazzy.
I can chat her. She's usually active right about now. Oh, 800 breaking.
Hey. Yeah, I was breaking like a bad relationship.
He's breaking horribly.
Yeah.
Like a bad relationship. Yes. No, it's the. I shouldn't be doing.
It's. What's it doing?
Revenant! Oh, really? It's a Revenant!
Here you go, Revenant! We're on
the King of Sean's
books. What do you have to say?
Yeah,
what's
your memory of Sean?
Of Radio Free Furry, really.
He's one of our husbands, so...
Yeah, what's your memory, Richard? We've been
talking about memories for the past 45 minutes, because we were doing a quick talk thing before Kayla got
on. Okay.
Yeah, so what are your memories, Richard, of... What are your memories of Sean C? Because I know you... Because you've known him since 2005, I think, right?
Yeah. I can remember my first memory of him was through a friend of mine. I initially met him. He wanted FTP help with like permissions and stuff because he'd never used FTP before then. He was using FileZilla.ServeU, which was what I was using at the time because it worked and it still does.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm, okay. It does. And the thing with ServeU is it doesn't have the speed limitation that FileZilla has.
Right.
The thing is, it's also hella expensive to buy.
Ew. Not a good thing.
But if you need it, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, that's how I initially met him. I met him through Zone BBS.
Yeah.
But you know, one of my last memories of Sean was his health update back in May, where I actually thought I was on my box and I restarted the server box by accident.
Well, that was hilarious.
His first four words to me when I brought it back up was, "Nice job, genius."
No, first three words. Oh, good.
Were, "Nice job, genius." Because I didn't know how to restart mine. Because mine was the one that was having delays, like for audio at the time.
Yeah.
And that thing probably needed to be parasyclic anyway, but I remember that. I can remember also shutting down Preston's box by accident, actually.
Oh, no.
You won't talk about that.
You remember this?
Yeah.
And let's see, Flash Explorer on the virtual machine, the one.
That's right. I remember you dragged around to restart NVDA like 3 times, but anyways, we'll talk about
because that.
Took
down,
I sure did.
When you
that
Flash Explorer
hilarious.
Tree, it takes down NVDA remote, and we didn't realize that until I did it. And it said, pretty much buy NVIDIA remote.
Oh, interrupted.
No.
Yeah. No, and what's even funnier was Sean C had a virtual Windows XP machine on his Mac.
Oh, that thing came on to the RFF thing like 42, yes. 43 times once at like 6 in the morning.
It was, yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. 5 gigahertz and Comcast only, for you.
Yeah, and the only thing that could actually stop it from doing that is we had to reboot the thing. And I don't remember which one of you two has that on recording, but when he rebooted, all the sessions logged out at the same time.
Yeah, and then, and what's even worse was
funny.
His VM machine, it, like, corrupted itself.
It did.
Oh, no.
It was not my
mine actually corrupted itself all of a sudden, too, so that was weird. I'm like, forget it.
That makes two.
And he gave it to me. So.
He did. And what happens in the case of the VM, and we're not sure why it's doing this, is it loads, and then it gets to the desktop, and it just kernel panics. If I'm not
mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's correct.
Kernel?
That's correct. That's like the log on to Windows dialog comes up, which is fine. Then yep, and then I hit enter because there's no password. It loads. Boom. Like boom, but shuts down. Like
yeah, literally.
What?
Yeah, no, but I can remember that like at 6 in the morning once.
Oh, no.
And it was funny because when all of his instances were rebooted, it did the thing that mine did that one time where I rebooted my machine. I had the 18 instances up, and it did the whole logging off at the... That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. It was funny. It was
and the other memory that was really interesting, and it was from the same year... before Sean C. died, that we were doing a surprise tribute for him. He had no idea.
No, he didn't. And we initially asked, I initially had asked him because Sean Martin wanted help with the laptop issue. Come into the
And he expressed it to me today. He still does, which is good.
Yeah.
So good. We'll
help him with it. That's fine.
Anyway.
I have access. I have Mac experience. Those two have it. But I can remember us getting to the end of the thing and then... I think I dropped everybody into the root, and as soon as I dropped everybody into the root, the tribute started. Pretty much a couple seconds after I dropped
the tribute room. Yes.
I threw everybody into the tribute room.
Actually,
it wasn't Jen's room
I
either.
Helped
it was
that
like,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
She
you were the.
People. I caught a couple people.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was that day where Kayla and I were racing chairs to who could catch people as they came into the room.
As they came into our channel because we didn't have classroom mode enabled on
it. No, we didn't.
Because we didn't want to muck anything at the time, and we were just like, what? Let's just.
That thing went to absolute chaos after the tribute was over.
Yeah. Which I actually wasn't expecting either.
I can remember coming back into the room, and all I heard was Clubhouse music. I'm like, holy crap, what the hell? Why?
Why are you doing this in front of Sean? What the hell?
No, it was funny because I came in at like 7:30 my time, and I'm like, oh, it's going to be quiet. Oh, hell no. I don't know who was playing it, but it was funny. But yeah, no, I can remember. There was a couple
I got it recorded too, actually. I got it recorded too. I got it recorded.
Yes,
yep.
You do. Yeah, he
I do.
Does.
Well, you do. Yep, I do.
Well, I will tell everybody on this note, on that note.
We have
8 minutes.
Eight minutes.
Cool.
8 minutes.
Right.
I'm like,
huh?
8 minutes.
10.
Time for me to go auction your styles in. Oh, I'll tell everybody on
time
this
for you
note,
to get some rest after that big leave.
That if you want to come up to Team Talk, please do so. We are more than happy to have you. Yes.
Okay. EmpowermentEnergy.online default ports. For now, there's no username or password or user account you've been assigned. And
if you've got an account, yes.
Yep.
And let's see if we can get some more listeners up here and see what we can do. Because we're going to be
come on off
for the next 3 days.
Hang on.
Hopefully,
two
I
days,
wish.
I guess.
Yeah, 2 days, yeah.
Cool, it's a 3-day thing. Cool.
Hey,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Today, tomorrow, and it ends at 9 p.m. Central Time on Sunday.
Sunday night.
So what is this? Like, it just keeps going? Like, it's just an ongoing, like, whoever wants to come up kind of thing and talk about it? And, yeah, that's cool. It's really neat. I just got up here. I didn't know anything about it.
No, so. I just got up here because I just finished my classwork, so.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Nah, it's pretty much, and I'm doing 2 chapters a day just because the damn things are long.
Oh, boy.
And it's a stupid amount of information I had to, like, memorize. Like,
And it's a cybersecurity certification, and good luck to you. It's
Yeah, buddy. It's hard work.
It's intermediate. It's hard work. There's one above it that I'm going to take in 3 years. I don't have a...